Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would like to begin by commending you and the United Nations Committee on the exercise of the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people for the steadfast commitment in supporting the struggle of Palestinian people. As a member of and vice chair of the committee, Indonesia will continue playing its substantial roles in the exercise of the committee's mandate. I would also like to appreciate the Division for Palestinian Rights for its assistance to the committee and for its role in the further dissemination of Palestinian cause. Mr. Chairman, the convening of this conference is high time amidst this sentiment of the international community that the political process between Palestine and Israel should be restarted. Last month, key actors in the global effort to restart the political process met in Paris. The meeting and its outcome are critical as they reflect the enduring international commitment for peace in Palestine. We also see other similar efforts aiming at convincing Palestine and Israel that peace is possible and reviving the political process. In March this year, Indonesia hosted an extraordinary summit of the OIC on Palestine and Al-Quds Al-Sharif. The summit asserted that status quo ante is unacceptable and that Israel occupations must be ended. We must capitalize all these efforts. The committee is well placed to encourage all key actors to transform their political commitments into reality. In that regard, Mr. Chairman, I wish to share with you Indonesian views. First, sustained and concerted efforts are needed to bring Palestine and Israel return to the negotiating table. Instead of reinventing the wheel, we must be able to build on the previous initiative and maintain the momentum of support for both parties. A comprehensive, just, and lasting solutions can be achieved peacefully on the basis of relevant United Nations resolutions, the roadmap of Quartet, and the Arab Peace Initiative. Second, the international alliance against Israeli occupations must be strengthened. The role of non-state actors must be further elevated. Youth organizations, interfaith institutions, media, and other moderate civil society organizations have the capacities to build a common and strong narrative for peace, which encompasses both Palestine and Israel communities. We are heartened to note that this conference will also discuss the role of civil society in furthering the political process. We look forward to a fruitful discussion in this regard. Third, a credible political process necessitates a trust among the parties concerned. Accordingly, actions that undermine confidence building must be ended, notably violence and settlement construction. All channels of communications to both parties must be utilized to make sure they understand the consequences of their actions. And fourth, the responsibility of the UN Security Council remains paramount. The Council must honor the Charter and stop being in the sideline of the impasse in the Palestine-Israeli conflict. To conclude, Mr. Chairman, let me reiterate the call on the international community to stand with the children of Palestine and Israel and work together to restart the political process. Let us give those children the future they deserve, peace and prosperity.